Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Portugal's parliament has passed a bill allowing marriage equality in the mostly Roman Catholic country. The socialist government's bill won the support of all left-of-center parties on Friday. Right-of-center parties opposed the change and argued it should be put to a national referendum. The law's effect would make Portugal the sixth European country to allow same-sex marriages. Prime Minister José Sócrates said the measure is part of his effort to modernize Portugal. The Sydney Morning Herald reports that the government of the Australian state of New South Wales has decided not to allow same-sex couples to adopt, ignoring a federal parliamentary inquiry that said changing the law would ensure the best interests of children. The New South Wales government said on Thursday there was insufficient community support to justify new legislation on the topic. Groups representing same-sex couples denounced the decision, saying an opportunity to redress discrimination had been missed. Kelly MacDonald of the Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby said the decision was extremely disappointing. If the NSW government's primary concern was the interests of the children, it would rectify the discrimination of the NSW Adoption Act. I'm not sure what more can be done. The director of the National Children's and Youth Law Center, James McDougall, said his organization had argued to the committee that children, particularly children of families without legal recognition, wanted this change. And Judy Brown of Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays said, "To suggest that same-sex couples may not adopt is, on the basis of all the evidence available, patently discriminatory and simply highlights ignorance and bigotry." The Ugandan lawmaker responsible for that bill that would execute homosexuals said Friday he will not withdraw the legislation after Minister of State for Investment Aston Kajara said the government would ask him to because they fear backlash from foreign investors. Lawmaker David Bahati said he still feels the bill is necessary. At budurl.com/outfront and baron of arizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.